Last fall, your firm signed a contract to purchase the Herald Leader building on Midland. Your initial renderings indicated a plan to house professional office spaces, but I wonder if you were also thinking at the time that the building also might make a good home for a new city hall.
Topic of a new city hall has been going on for over 10 years. It seemed to resurface a little bit more. Didn't know if it would gather enough steam to actually get there. But we think that's a phenomenal property, and more importantly, we think it's at the gateway of the city. And something needs to happen down there that the city would have pride in, regardless of what it is. And our idea was this office building that you saw the rendering of that said, hey, this would be something that would be iconic, something that we believe the neighborhood would embrace, and something the city would be proud of.
According to your company's website, CRM Development's website, the company oversees the development and operation of retail, restaurant, hotel, and office buildings. What makes the firm a good candidate for building a civic institution? The problems and the uses are different.
You know, there's a new model out there, particularly for government-type agencies, called P3s, public-private partnerships. We are very fortunate that we have done the largest P3s in the state. We have done two of those for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. One got completed about 2 years ago, and the other we have under construction right now. So I think our expertise in doing those buildings, of how we create what we call neighborhood settings within buildings, but yet still providing private space for those that require it, resonated with the Commonwealth of Kentucky. The financial structure that we used on those buildings is also the financial structure that we were bringing to the table for the city of Lexington on this project. It's a different method of financing buildings. It's our particular method is done with bonds, tax-exempt bonds, which the benefit to the city is that they get a fixed rate over the term of the lease, whatever they choose, whether it's from 20 years to 35 years. So that becomes a big benefit that they can keep an eye on their costs, know what escalation factors in this case, which are none, would occur. You know, it's a great mechanism to make it happen.
The Herald Leader building sits adjacent to a neighborhood. I'm thinking mostly of the Belcourt neighborhood. Have you met with residents of Belcourt?
We did meet with Belcourt. We met with them for, I believe it was a couple hours. We heard their concerns. I think I would sum it up that their main concern is traffic. I think some of the things that we highlighted to them was the green and soft space that we could help out with at the back. We're trying to remove any kind of possibility for, we'll call it the city traffic, to have an impact on that neighborhood. What we did show them is that we have basically cut off all access from Indiana Avenue for traffic to get through to their. You can't get to our building going through Belcourt neighborhood.
Craig Turner, CEO of CRM Companies, thanks so much for your time.
Tom, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.